Putting a face to the American farmer and creating relationships for business is the role of many trade missions, both to the United States and abroad. Recently, South Dakota soybean farmer Don Shire of Salem attended the Southeast Asia Cooperators Conference in Vietnam with more than 450 participants from 20 countries. Shire engaged in networking and business-to-business meetings on behalf of U.S. soybean growers. During one of the sessions, she was approached by an international soybean customer whose employer had previously visited her farm as part of a trade mission to the Dakotas.
They've seen that I was there at the event, and it was a company that typically did not buy off the PNW, and because they got to know this relationship and visited farms in North Dakota and South Dakota, they decided to take a shipment off the PNW. So basically, it's showing that relationships could work.
During her overseas travel to the region, Shire also had the opportunity to visit India, learning the challenges and opportunities of this emerging market. She believes creating relationships with international customers is key to driving demand for U.S. soy.
You know, as prices are down, and we got to find markets for this. And with that, a good place to be is both of these are good markets. Vietnam is where a lot of soy goes from the PNW, and hopefully India will be a future market with their population growth and the demand for protein going up there.
Shire is a farmer director on the South Dakota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.